Welcome to Hospitality News Podcast with Stephanie and Andrea. How are you all doing today? For anyone who first joins our channel, we are updating and sending news related to hospitality industry to everyone. In our first episode today, we are going to talk about one of the hottest topics in this business, Airbnb versus hotel.
So as you all have known that Airbnb is the biggest competitor to the hotel industry, the development of Airbnb causes the loss in room revenue of the hotel. So what is Airbnb and why does it cause the headache to the hoteliers? Let's go through it and then figure out the reasons why.
According to Wikipedia, Airbnb is an online marketplace and hospitality service. Members can use the service to arrange or offer lodging, primary homestays or tourism experiences. The company does not own any of the real estate listings, does not host events as a broker. It receives commissions from every booking.
So since its establishment in 2008, Airbnb has developed rapidly. So far, Airbnb has provided millions of unique accommodations options for travelers in 191 countries and 65,000 cities, whether in apartments, houses, castles or tree houses. Airbnb is called eBay in housing by Times Magazine.
One of the benefits of using Airbnb is its accessibility. The user can access on either official website or mobile website. Just need to create an account with personal information, then you are good to go. There are various options for guests such as destinations, price range, types of accommodations. They also offer cancellation policy and method of payment for the user. The website is easy, friendly user, as well as the design is creative and catchy. Hence, it may attract users to come back.
So with the rise of Airbnb accommodation, the competition between them becomes stronger. It also leads to a decline in hotel revenue. Therefore, many hotels have taken a series of measurements to make more profit, such as reducing room prices or taking a series of promotional discounts. And the hotel also distributes credit cards to the customer. So if you have enough points, you can redeem for one or several nights for free.
Today, we are excited to welcome Sean Gao, one of the long-term users of Airbnb application. He used to work in hotel field before turning into restaurant worker. Moreover, he has been using Airbnb for over 5 years. Let's have a talk and see how a person working in hospitality industry think about Airbnb. Hey Gal, welcome to our hospitality news. I am Stephanie and my co-worker Andrea. How are you doing today?
Hi Stephanie and Andrea. I'm doing very well. How are you today?
We are excellent. Your first time being here, right?
Yes, this is my very first experience with podcast.
Wow, sounds exciting.
Don't worry, we are going to bring you up with many interesting questions related to your job and your hobby, traveling.
So how often do you travel?
I usually travel around 3 or 4 times per year.
How long does this usually take?
I would say it depends on the occasion, schedule, and the destination. If I plan to go somewhere far, it take me around 1 month. If somewhere close, it's about 4 days.
Wow, sure, that's a travel lover, right?
Yes, I am. Traveling teaches me a bunch of lessons and provides me a lot of new experience.
So as you know, we are talking about Airbnb and hotel competition today. So which one do you usually use to book a place?
I would say Airbnb.
Wow, really? Why?
Because Airbnb is easy to use and they have many options for me to consider. The other reason is the flexible budget.
What do you mean by that?
So you know, I travel a lot of places. The Airbnb can help me to save a lot of money. So if I would like to travel a big city like New York, I would book a room in a shared apartment, which is a good deal than booking in a room in a hotel. The average hotel rate in New York City is $300. However, the Airbnb average rate is only $90. So I have I was seeing some rain in a tent in somebody's backyard. So that's something you could never do with the hotel. The other advantage of choosing Airbnb is that you are never doing to have a pay for the Wi-Fi internet, and you are generally going to find faster internet speed at the private resident instead of sharing Wi-Fi with hundreds or even thousands of people in a big hotel. Finally, if you want to travel somewhere, you will find that hotel rooms are easily sold out, but Airbnb will always provide a variety of rooms for customers.
That's interesting. But do you find any drawbacks of Airbnb while using it?
Of course it is. On the other side, you will enjoy less privacy if you live in Airbnb, because if you rent only one room, you need to share the bathroom with others. There is also no business service with Airbnb. Most of hotels come with the desk to work at, and also have business centers where I can make copies and print stuff, but Airbnb rarely provide that.
So totally agree with you.
So have any of you experienced Airbnb before?
I have not.
Actually, I used one time before. It was an interesting idea about how to access the property. I and my friends rent a room in a shared apartment in Toronto. The lock in the front door is the tap lock, so I just followed the instruction to download the application on the phone, and then the host provided me with the code to enter. Then everything I need to do is just to tap a phone to the lock, and then it opened automatically.
Really? It is so fantastic. I think I should try it out Airbnb, because I usually travel for business purpose, so I always book a hotel to stay for a night. But after this conversation, I think if I go for traveling, I could choose Airbnb.
Yes, you are right. Take it out.
I will. Thank you so much, Sean, for coming with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me in the show. It is nice to talk with you too. I think after our conversation, we have brought an idea to everyone to understand why Airbnb has become popular nowadays and why Airbnb is reviving the hotel industry.
Thank you, Sean. I hope everything will go well with you on your path, and then hope we can cooperate again in the future.
Absolutely. Take care.
You too. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and joining us today. Have a nice day, and then see you soon on the next episode. Stay tuned.